AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. stand on Iran is clear.
President Trump does not want war.
Pompeo went to CENTCOM headquarters in Florida today to talk about the possibilities as tensions rise in the Middle East between the U.S. and Iran. More U.S. troops are headed to the region. Pompeo says it's important to be coordinated.
We can't do that without making sure that we have the capability to respond if Iran makes a bad decision.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls President Trump's strategy erratic involving Iran. And South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says it's Iran you need to worry about.
We're trying to get Iran to stop attacking ships and pipelines and turning the Mideast upside down. Iran is the problem, not Trump.
There will be a new interim leader at the Pentagon. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It was an abrupt announcement from President Trump, who tweeted Patrick Shanahan has decided not to move forward with the confirmation process and is stepping down. Shanahan says he will resign his previous post as Deputy Defense Secretary. He says moving ahead with the confirmation process would reopen wounds from an old family matter and hurt his kids. Shanahan's been the acting chief since Jim Mattis resigned in January, an unusual arrangement for such a sensitive post. The president recently tabbed Shanahan for the permanent job, but his nomination never formally went to the Senate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in Milwaukee say a 5-year-old boy has been shot and killed. He is the second child to die in a shooting in Wisconsin in as many days. Yesterday, a 5-year-old boy died of a gunshot wound after he was dropped off at a hospital in Kenosha. The child's grandfather says the boy was accidentally shot by a family member. Supervisors in San Francisco are considering whether to move the city toward becoming the first in the country to ban all sales of electronic cigarettes. The goal is to keep them away from kids. This is AP Radio News. Facebook is unveiling an ambitious plan to create a new digital currency similar to Bitcoin for global use. Technology expert Moshe Cohen was asked why.
Facebook's motivation is not making money off the currency. Facebook's motivation is, let's create a small microeconomy for the 2 billion people that are currently not covered and that have a need to make financial transactions.
The announcement comes as Facebook is currently under federal investigation over its privacy practices.
Facebook has to convince people to trust Facebook. It has to convince the founding members, or this council, which again sounds like this divine council of super gods, to trust Facebook. They have to trust each other. They have to work together.
Facebook's digital currency is called Libra, and it is scheduled to launch in the next 6 to 12 months. Libra could also open up online commerce to huge numbers of people around the world who currently don't have bank accounts or don't have credit cards. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.